Now, one of the more glamorous reality TV shows that's been doing the rounds for about 7 years is back on Hey You, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. It's been described as Downton Abbey of the Seas. Daisy Kelleher from Glenageary in Dublin is set to make waves on the brand new series. It's available on Hey You, as I say, heyyou.com. And she joins us now to share her journey from sailing in Dunleary to cavorting in Croatia. Hi, Daisy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, for people who haven't seen Below Deck or Below Deck Sailing Yacht, will you tell them what it is?
So Below Deck Sailing Yacht is a reality TV series that follows the yachting industry and gives you kind of an insight into the industry I work in, which is the glamorous world of super yachting, where the kind of rich and famous, where how they spend their holidays.
Okay. And it's been described as Downton Abbey of the Seas. So the rich and the famous are upstairs and you're below deck, making sure that every need
exactly.
and want of theirs is satisfied. That's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anything they want, we make sure we provide it.
Okay. And when you say super yachts, I'm looking at the stats for, is it Parsifal 3? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's right. That's the boat that the show was filmed on.
How long is it?
That was 56 metres.
Okay, and how much is it worth?
I think it's worth at the moment about 20 million.
Wow.
20 million euro.
That's a super yacht. You're from a family of sailors. So is it Glenageary, Antigua and France? Just tell us your life story in a few sentences.
Yeah, so my parents were in the yachting industry and we lived in France until I was 4 and then we moved to Antigua until I was 6.
Right.
And then we moved back to Ireland, where my dad is from, and grew up in Glenageary, and that's kind of where I learned how to sail. And yeah, that was my first introduction to sailing, really.
Sailing is in the genes, because your dad's dad, your grandfather, represented Ireland at the 1964 Olympics. What did he do?
He did. He raced in the dragon class and represented Ireland.
Right. Right. And it's a pity he's not around to see you now, doing what you're doing on telly.
I know. I hope he'd be proud of me. Maybe it's a good thing he's not seeing it.
But that brings us nicely on to the content of the show. Thanks very much for that, Daisy. I'm just looking at some of the titles of the episodes. So you have Nuki Mistake is one of them. Smouldering Secrets. And you're in the promo saying, there's a lot of sex.
Yeah, there was. I don't know what to say.
Well, I tell you what, let's try and explain why, in particular, this season, there was a lot. And it's like most things, you know, at the moment, COVID's been blamed. Because usually when the yacht comes into a port, you get off for a night out or whatever. But you weren't allowed to do that because of COVID restrictions. Was that it?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were able to, you know, go for dinner when they kind of hired the whole place out, but we didn't get to interact with anyone else or get to meet anyone else. So it was just the nine of us, ten crew, kind of socialising with each other.
Right.
And yeah, I know for myself, it had been a while since I'd socialised at all because of lockdown and everything. So even getting to meet the crew was pretty exciting.
Yeah. So there was a lot of pent up socialising to do.
Yeah, I think so.
You're right. And I was reading in one of the press releases that professional and personal lines were blurred. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, in yachting it always happens, and that's why people are intrigued by the industry. It's, you know, very intense what we do, socialise, work, live, and, you know, and then obviously build relationships, whether they be friendships or, you know, partners. So it's very intense and, you know, it's quite interesting to watch the human interaction, and when you don't get any private space or you have to, you know, you get drunk and you sleep with someone and then the next day you have to work with them.
Right.
But maybe in an office environment that happens, but it's more discreet, whereas everyone knows everything on the boat.
Yes.
There's no discretion.
And of course, there's nowhere to go, is there?
You
know, you can't take the day off or anything like that. You're there in the middle of wherever you are.
No, you're there.
Yes,
Yeah, you can't fake being sick. So you've got to face whatever you did.
Right.
Square. Yeah. Right. Head on.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the chief stew, which I'm sure is it short for Chief Stewart? Is that it?
Steward or stewardess.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What's your job description then on the yacht?
So my role is that I'm in charge of the interior, so managing my interior team, managing the guests, making sure when it comes to the inside of the boat that they get anything they want, whether, you know, service, food-wise, drink-wise, special requirements, all those kind of things, and making sure my team is delivering what, you know, the highest standards that we can possibly deliver.
Yes.
So that's my job.
Because the price for to go on a trip, and it is a holiday of a lifetime, for a week, I've read somewhere it's €200,000. Would that be right?
Yeah, that would be an estimate price. It depends what size boat you get, you know, things like this, where in the world you're chartering, all these kind of variants. But roughly, you would say around 200,000 for sure. You would need disposable for a week.
Right. Wow. And then there's this thing at the end, which is probably some sort of sailing tradition, where you, the crew, are tipped.
I'm not sure where it comes from. I think it's more the kind of traditional service where you get tipped 10%. I think that's where it comes from, and that's just stuck with it. It's a lot of the time it's built into a contract. It's very much known, and you know, it's like when you go to the States, you have to tip 12% or whatever, or else you're considered, you know, pretty rude. And the same in the yachting industry, 10% would be very much expected after a charter, and if you didn't give that tip, you're probably going to be blacklisted, moaned about. It would not be a good look at all.
So 10% of 200,000 is 20,000, Daisy Kelleher. That's some tip.
Yeah,
And 9 in 20 goes 2,000 and a bit. So that's a tip of 2,000 for you. That's nice, isn't it? And
you get.
Yeah, right. That's
fair enough. No, it's not a bad tip, for sure.
Not a bad week's work, is it? No.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. So it's in the promo as well, Daisy. Sorry about this, but you got a tattoo, which there's a big thing made of that because it's your very first tattoo. Now, a lot of the people who work have a lot of tattoos, but this is your first. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it will be my first and only. I'll never get another one.
Right, okay. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it was just, I was in Miami working after, you know, COVID happened. I lost my job, and the girl I was working with was like, you know, she was quite a bit younger than me, and she's like, I really want to get a tattoo, and I want to get one inside my lip. And I was like, well, I'll get one with you. I don't really care, but only because it was inside my lip, because no one can see it.
Right.
It's going to rub away. But it was just a bit of fun, and, you know, why not remember the year? And yeah, and then we couldn't really think of anything appropriate apart from what I have. When you get to know me, it will make more sense.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, you know, you're in a service industry and these people pay an awful lot of money and they make huge demands on you. And I'd say oftentimes you have to bite your lip. You know, you have to go, you know, you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, yeah. And what you got tattooed would sort of reflect that. Keeping things in that you want to really say.
It's a bit of tongue in cheek, irony to the whole thing. You know, obviously COVID was pretty destructive for everyone. So, you know, it's just a bit of tongue in cheek, a bit of fun. That was all.
Yeah.
We had a few drinks and, you know, went out and got it.
Right. And you say in it that your parents don't know about it. Obviously they'll watch it and they will know then. Or have you told them since?
I have told them. Right. I did pre-warn them.
Yeah. It's yourself and Natasha as well. Natasha is the chef, so you would be over her in ranking, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't call it that. Me and Natasha, even though we're both in the interior team, we're both heads of department.
Right.
So I wouldn't think I was superior in my role to her. I think we're equal, but the communication is important because I'm the one who deals with the guests. I'm the one who gets the feedback. She doesn't, so she has to trust me when I say something. And that is quite an important part of our relationship.
Okay.
Which often doesn't happen.
Right, and people will see that. Why do you reckon the show is so popular, Daisy? Because you were a fan of it before you took part in it.
Yeah, I loved it. I think with me, it made sense because I understood the industry. I was intrigued as to why other people watched it. I don't really know, but for some reason, something works about it. People, they love the show. They want to know what happens next. I don't know why. I really don't. Yeah. But I guess there's something, there's definitely something in the formula that works and gets people intrigued.
And what is it a young person's job, what you do?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And even if you're not, you know, physically young, I think you have to be mentally young. So even if you're a captain in their 60s, they're generally quite young-hearted people.
Yeah.
You need to have a lot of energy. You need to, you know, be willing to kind of do anything, to go anywhere at the drop of a hat. So I definitely think, and being physically young helps as well because it is quite a demanding job. Mm. So, you know, keeping fit and thing, all these kind of things. It's a young person's game for sure.
Will you be back for a second season, do you think?
I don't know. That's up to Bravo. Yeah.
They're telling me here nobody knows what the tattoo says. Well, I suppose suffice it to say you can't say it on afternoon radio. With that might, I think people can figure it out.
No, probably not. You have to watch the show and then they'll see.
And people can find out. It starts tonight on Hey You, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Thanks very much, Daisy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for talking to me.
That's about it from us. Cormac is up on his own. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, and we will reprise the Meanie Sisters. Holly 6, Robin 4, and Ava 2. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.